Now, have you ever wondered what on earth to get your partner for Christmas, birthday, any special occasion? You've gone round the shops, you've scratched your head, you've cried, you've gone to friends, you've gone through all the magazines at the bottom of the coffee table, and you still can't make up your mind. Well, indeed, there is help now at hand, because Jess Billington has been working on this problem after finding so many people suffering from this malaise. That's all I can call it, a malaise. And she's come up with treatalady.com. Now, treatalady.com is a website where you can find out about, you know, whether it's chocolates, whether it's, you know, bed coverings, all sorts of things as the ultimate gift for your partner. You know, you don't want to muck it up, do you? So, Jess, just tell me, how did you get this idea?
Actually, this idea was a man's idea. It happened on a boys' night, and one of them had forgotten a wedding anniversary. And they were all saying, wouldn't it be good if there was a woman that could advise you and help you with gifts? And it sort of grew from there, really. And then I looked at doing cards for men and which man you are and what gifts suit you best. And that's how it started.
Okay, so getting the idea is one thing. To actually then take it to the next stage, what did you do?
First of all, I did market research. So I actually went out and spoke to men at Falmouth Dockyard, and I went out and interviewed various men and found out what sort of things they liked, what they were getting, what their worry was, what they were finding hard. And I found out that most of them wanted to do the right thing, but they were getting gadgets and gifts and things that weren't appropriate, or they'd get something really nice, they'd get a good reaction, so they'd keep buying the same thing year on year. And then I decided next thing to do was to write the site, get some of the best suppliers on board, and start an advice line.
Okay, so you've got suppliers on board. I mean, what did they say to you about this idea?
The suppliers have been really, really excited about it all. So, you know, they know that we're only using handmade local companies, you know, small suppliers. And so they've all been really, really on board and saying things like, oh, you know, that's such a good idea. How can we be more involved? I know a man like that. My boyfriend's like that. My brother's like that. You know, everyone knows a man that can't remember their anniversary.
My name's Chris Phillips. I work for Unlucky Cornish Potential, and I work very closely with Jess. I first met Jess at our graduate business startup boot camp around about 6 months ago now, back in Easter. First impressions were just a complete and utter ball of energy, non-stop, very determined, very driven. The more I got to know Jess, the closer we got to the idea, I started to think actually there's some real mileage in what she's doing. The idea is really quite a good idea. I'm a boy, I know that I'm particularly bad at buying presents for my other half, so the more advice and support I can get, the better, really. What Jess has achieved in sort of 4 or 5 months that she's been kind of working on the business, you know, part-time and full-time, is astounding. To be able to kind of launch the site, and a site that looks as good as it does in such a short space of time is absolutely fantastic, and take my hat off to her. Wish her all the best for the future, and looking forward to continue to work with her.
How did you become an entrepreneur?
I've got to be honest, I think it's been in me forever, because I've never found a place where I've worked which feels like it's completely right for me. I've loved most of the jobs I've done, but I'm a bit rebellious in some ways. I'm very, very opinionated, and I've got all these ideas in me all the time. So to work for myself just always felt like the natural thing to do.
But this is a format which could be, you know, rolled out to all sorts of different situations, couldn't it?
It is. We've brought all the brother and sister sites to it. So we've got Treat a Fella and Treat a Mother and Treat a Baby. And they start launching in the summer, hopefully. So fingers crossed.
Thank you very much, Jess. All the best.
Thank you.